Monsters, and happy almost Easter. How are you doing out there? Have you been sneezing because your car's coated with pollen? Does your weather change as if it was bipolar? Like one day is hot, next day is cold. One day is hot, you know what I'm saying. If so, you're not alone. However, that's not our topic today. But what I will say is, welcome to spring. This has been a long 4-day week. I don't know about you, any of you out there, but when the week is shorter, it seems like it takes a lot longer to get through. I know I've said that before. Not quite sure how that works. Anyway, we're here. Saturday. I know it's not our Friday meeting, but it's Saturday, at least for the moment. And I still have a lot of work to do. I haven't even started on the cakes for Easter. I got to work on that. Plus some goals to be met. Not sure if that's going to be happen or not. If not, I'll just reset and plan on getting them accomplished later. Well, like most days, my topics come to me in the midst of I'm doing something or not, or just when I'm out running. However, this one didn't. I think someone said something, and there it was. I'm getting there. Has someone ever said something to you, or you get a whiff of an old cologne, or even you've heard this song you haven't heard in a while, and it brings back a rush of memories? That happens to me every now and again. For me, depending on the item, I associate it with PTSD. Now, I know what you're thinking, and to some extent, it might have been a traumatic incident, but walk with me. And no, I don't need canceling. I've been there, done that. Not sure if it helped. If you're wondering how I dealt with these things, check out some of Chloe's perspective in any of my books available on Amazon under the author K.E. Mullins. Anyways, the other day I heard the term youngins. Now, mind you, it's not a bad term. Apparently, it's used frequently in the South. However, it's the way it's delivering. That's what messes me up. My Aunt Ruby, that is, used that term quite frequently, and it was not in a good way. It almost reminds me of the use of a word in that movie Antoine Fisher. I'm not going to go there and say what that word is. But his foster mom, the way she said that, the actress in the movie, and my aunt gave me goosebumps. Because you knew there was a meeting followed by that. Hence, my little word for her was that little demon or that little devil. She'd always had this crazy permanent smile on her face also until she saw us. Us being me and my first cousin, who probably broke something and hid it from Auntie, and she found it. Then it was like running from Freddy Krueger. I did love her, sometimes, if I wasn't on her bad side. But enough about that and that term youngins. There is the time also when you're hanging with friends or a significant other and that song comes on. Maybe I'm the only one, but for me, there are songs that take me back. Actually, there are a few of them. I guess a psychologist would call them triggers. I call them, if you don't change that doggone radio station or turn that crap off, there's going to be one less radio or record in this world. Period. As the young people say nowadays. And the crazier thing is, I can't tell you a specific song. But I can tell you, slow songs made in the 60s, early 70s, not my thing. I know it when I hear it. Last thing that takes me back are smells. I know you're in your car or your chair saying, Willis, what you talking about? I'm talking about that Old Spice cologne or that musk that old dude thought was the shh. However, it wasn't and nothing about him was cool. Okay, now you figured it out. Our topic today is, we don't need a drum roll. Things that take you back. As I think about this, being Easter weekend and all, if I saw a mother and daughter right now with some pink, big, juicy hair rollers in their head and that scarf tied around their head, I would bust out laughing because that would take me back to when I was growing up and it was Easter weekend. I associate Easter with hair rollers, straight hair and pressing combs, Easter baskets everywhere, chocolate bunny, and let's not forget deviled eggs. Speaking of which, I have not seen any chocolate bunnies. kind of weird. I've seen all kind of those little peeps. I haven't seen any chocolate bunnies. Mind you, I can't remember the last time I had some double eggs. Maybe someone will have them for dinner tomorrow. I know banana pudding's on the menu. What is it about Easter and banana pudding? Ham and chitlins. All the things that aren't good for you. And don't forget the carrot cake. I guess that has to go with the Easter bunny. You know, Easter bunnies eat carrots. I'm not going there. I'll just say, aren't we supposed to be celebrating the resurrection? Not the bunny? Speaking for a friend. Okay. I'm getting off topic again. What is it that takes you back? I listed a few of mine, and trust me, there are many more, but I don't want to bore you. But when I have a thing pop up, I have to take it slow. For instance, it's rare, but occasionally that song will come on. Depending on where I am, if I'm alone, of course I change the station. If not, I leave the room if I'm among people or ask them, can we listen to something different? It's been a few times I wasn't able to do either. My mini was screaming as the posing part couldn't understand why. It's not something I want to talk about. It just brings back too many memories. That line usually alone works. It also makes me wish I had a spare pair of earbuds or some noise-canceling headphones in the car or nearby to tune out that song. Ugh, why do people have to ask in these situations? You're not a therapist. Just let me be. Am I the only one? Please share your experiences in the comments. That thing that takes you back. It doesn't have to be a bad situation. It can be shared if you're comfortable, that is. For instance, my husband and I can't agree. There's this one cologne called Chloe. I believe it doesn't have a bad smell. But he calls it the old lady cologne. And every now and again when we're at the movie, somebody or some older lady will walk in with that cologne and he starts gagging. To me, it makes me laugh because my mom used to put that cologne on lavishly like it was a lotion. When she left for work, if I was at home alone and I wake up hours after she left, it smelled like she was still in the house spraying a cologne. That's how much cologne she had, how much Chloe she put on. So if there is someone you're comfortable with, share your experiences when you have a moment and something pops up and it takes you back. You never know. They may have a similar story they're willing to share also. Then you both can be mindful of each other's sensitivities and work through them. Well, enough couch time for today. Enjoy your Saturday and happy Easter. And once again, thanks for listening.